Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 19th chapter. As they heard these things, Jesus proceeded to tell a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, "A nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas, and said to them, 'Engage in business until I come.' But his citizens hated him, and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities.' And the second came, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 5 minas.' And he said to him, 'And you are to be over 5 cities.' Then another came, saying, 'Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow.' He said to him, 'I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit, and reap what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest?' And he said to those who stood by, 'Take the mina from him, and give it to the one who has the 10 minas.' And they said to him, 'Lord, he has 10 minas.' I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me.' And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Thomas Fisher from Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're taking a look at the parable of the 10 minas, otherwise called the parable of the 10 pounds. Pastor Kerry Niehoff, in an October 5th, 2015 blog, discussed 5 surprising characteristics of churches that are actually reaching the next generation. Guess what one of these 5 characteristics he listed as being a characteristic of churches that are actually reaching the next generation? It was number 4 in his list, and he called it valuing risk over uncertainty. Here's a quote from Pastor Kerry. "If you got growth and momentum in your church, but you're waiting for certainty before you determine what's next, you might just be waiting too long. Just act. Just act. Just act." That's probably the central message of this parable of Jesus. Don't wait, just act. When you see an opportunity for the kingdom, just do it. When you see the opportunity for risk to share the gospel, seize the day and don't be afraid. Just act and trust God. One of my favorite scriptures describing God's promises to us when we become afraid is from Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. It reads, "God has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we can confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear, for what can man do to me?'" So what's there to fear? If God is for us, who could be against us? And if we know and trust that God's grace and power works through us, even in our greatest weakness, even in spite of our sin, of whom shall we be afraid? God has given each of us, given you a mina for his kingdom. That mina is to be used by us individually, not just in our churches, but in our communities and in our families, as we take the risk, make the investment, and leave it to God to extend his kingdom through whatever we try to do for his sake. And remember, don't be afraid. We're moved by the gospel of Jesus Christ, which gives us joy. It is the power of God to salvation for all who believe. Just act, just do it, just go boldly, taking risk in his name for the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would move our hearts so that we would not withhold the gifts you have given us from use in your kingdom. Overcome our fear, overcome our faithlessness, and help us be overcome by the joy of the gospel that you've given us in Jesus Christ. May the good news in us and may our trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, move us so that we might take risk in the kingdom with our families, with our churches, in our communities, so that we can reach out and take those risks and watch you bless our work as only you can. All this we pray in your most gracious name. Amen.
We thank Pastor Thomas Fisher from Gethsemane Lutheran Church in Rochester Hills, Michigan, for today's meditation on God's Word.